mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Thursday, the second day of December, 2004. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We'll be live here for the next 3 hours, Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central, back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. The broadcast is not left or right. It's about right and wrong. When I opposed Bill Clinton, I was called an ultra-right-wing extremist by the mainstream media. Now I'm called a liberal by the mainstream media because I oppose George W. Bush. I've always been the same person. You can call me a constitutionalist, a paleo-conservative, if you like. But this broadcast reaches out to liberals, conservatives, libertarians, Christians, anyone who wants freedom and liberty. And we cut through the balkanization, through the distractions, through the diversions. We're able to reach out and bring people together. And the best news I've got for you is I've now done over 1,800 radio interviews. And I might have had a couple hundred callers that called in and disagreed. Tens of thousands who called in and agreed with me, even when they were attacking me, even when the host was attacking me. And on top of this, my own broadcast on a lot of different AM and FM stations across the country, shortwave, the internet, satellite. Really, nobody calls in to disagree here. Best news I got for you, 5-6 years ago, half the phone calls disagreed. You see, we've won the fight for the hearts and minds predominantly. We've really got a majority. But that majority feels like they're the minority, feels like they're alone by themselves because the mainstream media still creates the illusion that we're by ourselves. All right, big broadcast lined up for you today. Coming up here in about 25 minutes, lawyer sues FBI over brother's death. There were a lot of murders, as we've covered, of people who tried to expose government involvement in the Oklahoma City bombing, and his brother was clearly murdered. And we have the photographs, the autopsy photos going up. Warnings, they are gruesome. We've had police officers that worked the case on this broadcast to talk about police officers who they found hands bound, tortured massively. And then the government would say it's a suicide. So we're talking about cop killers here as well. But if the government kills cops, it's okay, I guess. Then it's A-OK. Well, we think cop killing's wrong here. I know we're anti-government because we believe that. But his brother was another one of these casualties. So we'll be talking to attorney Jesse Trentadue coming up here in about 25 minutes. Coming up in the second hour, something you do not want to miss. We're halfway into the second hour. We're going to be talking to John Moore, police officer, Green Beret, expert on the New World Order. He'll be sharing his experience and worldview with us coming up in the middle of the next hour. And I'm trying to get the club owners on who are putting microchips in their patrons here in the U.S. Before it was ever in a newspaper in the West, we had the European distributor for Verichip on to give us lots of inside scoops on nightmares earlier this year. And now we picked up on it here in the U.S., so we're trying to get that for you as well. A lot of other news we'll cover when we get back before we get our first guest on, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, ArnoldExposed.com. Stay with us.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, there is a prominent lawyer who's suing the FBI for clear prior knowledge of the Oklahoma City bombing, Jesse Trentadue. And his brother was clearly murdered. It's kind of like these Arkansides where people are shot in the back of the head and have torture marks all over them and are thrown out in the field. And then the medical examiner says, oh, it's suicide. And we're posting some of the grisly photos per his request. So you can see the reality of this on the side. And it isn't just this gentleman's brother who was killed for knowing too much. Police, medical examiners, coroners. A lot of people got threats or were killed surrounding this. And I'm tempted to try to get Colonel Craig Roberts on. I've got his number. I just thought of it when I left my office to go to the studio. Got his number here somewhere. I printed it off. I need to call and see if Craig Roberts is home. Colonel Craig Roberts. I know a bunch of our listeners got his number. Call him up. Tell him to call in right now. Because Craig worked the case as a detective for several years with the FBI. He can tell you all about it. They're in Oklahoma City and all over the state, and he investigated the murder of one particular police officer clearly the good old FBI. They took real good care of that officer. But I guess it's okay when they do it. The officer just knew a little too much and had to be dealt with. But again, your government's completely trustworthy. Just go ahead and submit to them. After all, the new government study says mercury's good for your brain. By the way, we've got a big medical school up in Canada, up in Calgary, little four-minute video piece about what mercury does to the brain, the worst heavy metal known for brain interactions. In fact, to the great folks running the broadcast, I meant to tell you to do this earlier, but it was a wild morning getting ready for the show. Well, you go to prisonplanet.com, and down at the bottom, I think it's under multimedia, it says mercury bad for the brain. And it's like a 4 or 5 minute video clip on prisonplanet.com from the University Medical School, actually with electron microscopes on brain cells that have even had light mercury exposure, the type of exposure you get from injections with your shots. Will you go record that? We can play the audio. I meant to call you earlier today to do that. If you can't find it, just call Paul Watson. He can direct you to it. I don't know. He's updates 3 times a day. He may have updated it. Maybe in yesterday's news by now. But a little interesting thing. I mean, I know that they tell you mercury's now good for your brain, and I'm an extremist because I keep pointing out that, well, thousands of studies say it's not. But again, you know. Dollar woes worsen as rival currencies hit new heights. The dollar had plunged last week, but then it went up in value 2 cents, almost 3 cents, on Monday. It was a big announcement of everything was okay. It's gone back up several cents. And so everything is just fine. In fact, I'm wrong to say that. It didn't go up several cents. It went up several percents of a cent. Well, now it's gone down even more. This out of AFP, dollar woes worsen as rival currencies hit new heights. The dollar tumbled to new all-time lows against the euro, a 12-year benchmark against sterling, and a near 5-year trough against the yen, buckling under the weight of the U.S. twin deficits. The single European currency hit a record point of $133.84 in early European trading, topping records set earlier here and in Asia. The single European currency stood at $1.3321 at around 11:30 Greenwich Mean Time yesterday in New York trading. The dollar fell to 101.84 yen, the lowest level since January 2000, before recovering to 102.56. Sterling also scaled a new 12-year summit against the ailing greenback, breaking above $194 for the first time since September 92, as Finance Minister Gordon Brown prepared to give an annual mini-budget. Economists see the dollar's decline as inevitable in order to alleviate the massive U.S. current account and budget deficits by reducing America's appetite for imports and giving a boost to exports. It was still a dollar weakness story, said Audrey Sheldy Friedman, economist at Canadian Imperial Bank of Commerce, adding that the pound dollar and euro dollar rate still look like a one-way upward trade. The euro's seemingly inexorable rise to record highs has set alarm bells ringing in the eurozone for policymakers at the European Central Bank were meeting in Frankfurt in monetary policy. That's what they say on the surface. Schroeder and others just said a few weeks ago they think this is good and they're not going to intervene on behalf of the dollar. They think an 85% reduction would be proper. We've only seen a 45% reduction so far in the last 2 years. A doubling of its drop will basically destroy the economy and cause a world pandemic depression. A lot of top economists are saying they're dubbing it economic Armageddon. So we're on the edge of a massive stock market crash at any time. I'm not saying it's going to happen. They're saying it could happen, good chance of it. A total pandemic, a total shutdown, a meltdown, and the globalists will love it. They're going to have these new make-work jobs that are accompanied by terror attacks. And instead of building dams, you'll wear little uniforms and run around with tasers and video cameras spying on everyone. A new age of giant sprawling private prisons and security guard jobs. The Defense Department think tank says it. Rand Corporation says it. They all say this is the new economy. Prisons, black ski mask, cameras everywhere, tattletale squads everywhere, government paying for your paychecks. And people will support the government because that's how they're going to get paid. If it happens. I mean, maybe Japan, who's trying to prop it up, will be successful. Let's look on the bright side here. This is what happens when you have a fiat currency, though. And they're pulling the rug out from under us on purpose. Our own government is. It's not good for the European citizenry. It's not good for our citizenry. It's not good for the little man, little woman, little person, but it's very good for consolidators. Because the people that own our debt overseas are the same people that own our Federal Reserve. So they're just jacking up one currency they've got while devaluing another. And in the process of devaluing that currency, they can take their new super currency and buy up all our real estate and stock market for pennies on the dollar, especially once it starts dropping. So it's what the left hand's doing versus the right hand, and as in all things, it's basically the same little system here. Some other news, Mount St. Helens is the state of Oregon's top polluter out of the Associated Press, and again, every time there is a volcanic eruption, a big ash or gas spewer, it puts out more pollution than the entire world produces, that is, humans produce, in a year. St. Helens' latest eruptions aren't big, so it's just actually the West's biggest polluter. In fact, I've got the actual scientific study here. It actually created this year more pollution than all human activity west of the Rockies. But the AP article focuses in on the state of Washington. Washington State top polluter isn't a pulp mill, a power plant, or a refinery. It's the newly awakened Mount St. Helens. Since the volcano began erupting in early October, it has been pumping out 50 to 250 tons a day of sulfur dioxide, the lung-stinging gas that causes acid rain and contributes to haze. At peak, that's more than double the amount from all the state's industries combined. Well, funny, the report here says it's more than the entire West combined, but who knows what's true. Normally, the state's number one polluter is coal-fired power plant owned by the Canadian firm TransAtlanta. The plant churned out 200 tons a day of sulfur dioxide until regulations demanded $250 million worth of renovations, bringing the level down to 27 tons a day. Tough to get those kind of results from a volcano. Yeah, they should fine the volcano, have a UN tax on it. You can put a cork in it. You can't put a cork in it, said Greg Northstein of the Western Washington Energy Policy Office. And anyways. Folks, what's bad for the environment is genetic engineering. You know, splicing humans with cows and goats and pigs. Having humanzees in laboratories in Argentina. Really, they're really humans. They don't have any rights. They can gut them and take their organs. We now learned, Washington Post 2 weeks ago, it's been going on for 8 years, putting spider genes in your food and your goats. And most of the vegetables now you buy actually have bug genes in them because it makes them last longer. I mean, this is the type of stuff that's really dangerous. Dumping millions of gallons of lead and mercury into the ocean. There's no law against it. They just go out and dump it. That's horrible. That's unbelievable. That could kill the Earth or really damage it badly. But the genetic engineering is really what's dangerous. This stuff about your car being bad and burning some fossil fuel, this stuff, it's a red herring. You know, when big money got together and had its patent running out on Freon, they just banned it and made you go to what they had patented. I mean, literally, they had a thing on about against marijuana the other day on TV, and it was Dr. DuPont. It was a DuPont family doctor saying how bad marijuana is. because they're the ones that got it banned to begin with, because it's a lot better than the cotton.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here, and I've got a gripe. Recently, construction in my area has doubled my commute time. I'm spending up to 4 hours in stop-and-go rush hour traffic every day. The worst part is there's no good talk radio to listen to. But that doesn't matter to me anymore, thanks to the good people at Freeway Radio. I've got the Sony shortwave car stereo from Freeway Radio, and now I look forward to getting comfortable in my car and hearing the real scoop on the day's news. It's not just a shortwave radio, though. You can also get AM and FM, listen to cassette, and control your CD changer. Call Freeway Radio today, toll-free, 866-404. That's 1-866-404-3600. Get your own Sony shortwave car stereo today for only $189. Install it in the boat, the RV, or your car. The good news for us is that you'll have GCN programming and crystal clear radio wherever you go. Don't get me wrong, I'd still rather be golfing than sitting in traffic, but Freeway Radio has eased my commute immensely. Call them today at 1-866-404-3600 and let them do the same for you.
Those dark, depressing days are here. Are you among the 15% of North Americans who suffer from the winter blues? This condition is simply caused by the lack of sunlight during the short winter days. Do you suffer from constant fatigue and lack of energy? Do you have a hard time pulling yourself out of bed in the morning? Do you put on weight in the winter? Is your life on hold till the spring? Check with your doctor. You may be suffering from the winter blues or from SAD, seasonal affective disorder. In all likelihood, your doctor will recommend bright light therapy with one of our special lights. Light up your life. Put some sunshine on your depressing days with a Northern Light. Call Northern Light Technologies at 800-263-0066 and speak to one of our trained representatives or visit us at northernlighttechnologies.com. That's northernlighttechnologies.com. Our phone number again is 800-263-0066.
Up what I was saying, here on television is Dr. DuPont of the DuPont family. Why marijuana is the most deadly thing on earth. Well, they got it banned in this country because most of the varieties don't even have THC in it that'll, you know, get you, quote, high. It was because it's better than cotton, but forget cotton. They were mad at it because it made a better fabric and a better oil than petrol. You know, out of the ground, fossil fuel does for things like polyester. And so they're back on TV. This is devil weed. It's just, I'm Dr. DuPont, by the way. Well, it's the same thing with cars. And again, I'm all for new technologies and new fuels and things, but if you think your car is anything even close to volcanoes, in what all the cars on the planet are able to put out, you got another thing coming. Now, what is the problem is in Africa and Mexico and all these places where they openly smelt the batteries down that have been used and all these other chemicals, and then it just drifts on the jet stream endlessly around the world. I mean, there are big problems, okay? But most of the environmental moves the government pushes are written by the corporations to consolidate control. And if you're worried about something that could kill the planet or really hurt it, it's genetic engineering. But, of course, you'll never hear that in the news. Brokaw signs off last night from NBC Nightly News. Who cares? For 23 years, the guy read off a teleprompter. Yes, they've had teleprompters for over 23 years. Now, Dan Rather is going to be signing off next year, 30-plus years in the job. Well, that old boy, he actually was from the old day of where they'd stand there with cue cards for him. I mean, boy, Tom Brokaw, what a man, what a leader. He read off a teleprompter in a fancy suit, and he looked you in the eye for 23 years, so you think he's real powerful. I mean, who cares? These people are mental midgets. Martyrs who failed to register for ID cards face 2,500 pound fines, or $5,000 fine. This is how the London Independent. And guess what? This is the British Prime Minister Tony Blair said, we're putting the national ID card in, and any of you that don't do it are going to be fined $5,000 or 2,500 pounds. And it actually says in the article that foreigners don't have to have one. I love it. I love it. I love it. You know, we got to do this to stop the evil Arabs, why they're going to kill us any minute. But the Arabs are exempt. Anybody else, for that matter, if you're in the country less than 3 months, obviously that'd be the so-called terrorist, you don't have to have your national ID card. And here's our comment. Even if you believe the government was really introducing this protect us from the terrorist legislation, the only people who won't have to take the card are foreigners who are in the country less than 3 months, the terrorist. And then it gets into that in the article. People who refuse to register with the planned national identity cards database will be fined £2,500. The government said yesterday there will also be penalties of £1,000 for those who fail to renew their ID cards or forget to update their details when they move homes. The fines will be levied when it becomes compulsory to cooperate with the controversial ID card scheme. And it says polls saying 20% of the public oppose the plans, and the anti-ID card groups claiming to be signing hundreds of new supporters daily raises the prospect. 20%? We've posted BBC polls where it was 90-plus percent. What is this new thing of only 20% don't want to have a national ID card? Bill Booth, spokesman for the group No to IDs, said the penalties are outrageous. Millions of people oppose the plans. People are telling us that they would rather go to prison than sign up. Of course, here in America, they don't even tell you you're going to have a national ID card. They just federally standardized the driver's license over a decade ago. Now, 11 years ago, almost every state follows it to get their highway funds. Now they're just going to make it the law in the next month. They're trying to pass it. They failed 2 weeks ago. Make it the law where you have to have this or you can't have a job or anything. Oh, man, there's so much other news here. But we got a guest coming up. And then later, China blocks Google news site. But see, Google created a clone for China that already censors. So now they block the old Google, so they have to use the commie Google. Shame on Google. Everybody should contact them. We should start using, I guess, other big search engines. Shame, 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 shame. Google. Googly goo. We'll be back with our guest. You do not want to miss this guest. We got another incredible guest coming out in the middle of the next hour. PrisonPlanet.tv, folks. It's the new and improved website. Check it out. A lot of new stuff there.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you concerned about the quality of air and purity of water in your household? If you answered yes, then you owe it to yourself and your family to check out the amazing benefits of owning your own personal ozone generator. With an ozone generator, you can kill bacteria and viruses in your drinking water. Get rid of that stale air in your house that keeps recirculating. Your new ozone generator will remove odors and provide a clean, fresh scent throughout your house. Call Cliff Scott Enterprises for one of the most affordable ozone generators available today. That number is 800-569-4340. The ozone generator is portable, has an internal blower for ozone disbursement into the air, and comes with a tube attachment for ozonating liquids. Best of all, it's affordable. It's only $385, and that includes the shipping. So call Cliff Scott Enterprises at 800-569-4340 for your personal ozone generator, or visit on the web at cliffscott.com.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
By now, you've heard about DirecTV. You've heard that with DirecTV, you get a better value than cable, a better selection than cable, and access to exclusive programming that you can't get anywhere else. But for whatever reason, you thought there was a catch, maybe even hidden fees. Well, Expert Satellite can help, and we've done it for hundreds of thousands already. Just give us a call at 1-800-655-0658. Within seconds, we'll compare DirecTV to your cable bill right over the phone. You'll be amazed that for only $39.99 per month, you get over 130 quality channels, including your locals. Plus, when you sign up today, there is no equipment to buy. We'll install a DirecTV system for up to 4 separate rooms free. So pick up the phone and let us show you how easy and free it is to switch to DirecTV. Plus, get a free DVD player while supplies last. Just dial 1-800-655-0658. That's 800-655-0658. Call now for complete details. Conditions apply.
Waging war on corruption, crashing to the lies and disinformation. Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central, back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. Coming up here in a minute or two, lawyer, FBI likely knew of Oklahoma City bombing plot. Likely, and Mr. Prenadu has come to the right place. We know exactly what happened. You've been studying it since it happened, covering it since it happened, made 2 films on the subject. Lawyer sues FBI over brother's death, and they're being posted as we speak, the grisly photos of his brother's dead body, and we're posting them. He's authorized us to. You need to see this. He's not the only person. Police officers and others were murdered in similar fashion. They'd be found tortured, stabbed, bloody handcuff marks. There'd be signs of scuffles where they'd run from people, and then the medical examiners would say, oh, suicide. So that's coming up in a few minutes. Before we go any further, speaking of Oklahoma City, my film 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, shows the admissions where the U.S. government planned an Operation Northwoods to hijack jets by remote control and crash them and blame it on foreign enemies. the Gulf of Tonkin incident never happening as well in Southeast Asia in 1964. We get into Hitler blowing up his own Reichstag to blame it on his enemies. Then we get to the first World Trade Center bombing, where the FBI cooked the bomb and trained the driver, Chicago Tribune, New York Times, eyewitnesses. We then go to Oklahoma City, April 19th, 95, and show the police saying the BATF was told not to be in the building, the seismographs, the eyewitnesses, all of it. And then we spend 40 minutes on that. Then we get into 9/11, spend another 40 minutes on that. That's why the film is almost 3 hours long. And so you need to get this film. That's why my film's different than all the other 9/11 videos out there, because it goes through the history of it, example after example after example after example after example. The Russians carrying out bombings to blame it on their enemies, just example after example in the film. And that's why it's so convincing. A 90% wake-up rate with 9/11 Road to Tyranny. Then we have part two of that, The Masters of Terror Exposed, that spins about an hour and 50 minutes on 9/11, and then the rest on the police state. So it focuses more just on 9/11 with more in-depth info on that. We also carry George Humphrey's 9/11 video, 9/11 The Great Illusion, and Eric Huffman's 9/11 Painful Deceptions. We have that video, his book as well, Painful Deceptions. You can get four 9/11 videos, my two 9/11 videos, the other two 9/11 videos we carry, and Paul Watson's Order Out of Chaos, Elite-Sponsored Terror, and the New World Order, just until December 20th for $59.95, a $53 discount. You can get Road to Tyranny for $5.95 when you buy one copy for the regular price. Same thing with my new film, American Dictators. And I'd order now so you get them in time to give them as gifts. Go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order via the safe, secure online shopping cart. Or call toll-free. When you call, you can ask about the specials. 1-888-253-3139. Why battle the crowds buying fruitcakes and George Foreman, barbecue kits that nobody's going to use and ties nobody's going to wear? Why not get the films and get them out to people? 1-888-253-3139, or just write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And you don't got to buy a bunch of copies of these to give them as gifts. If you want to give somebody a nice gift, do that. You can get one copy and make 100 copies. I don't care if you make copies of my videos. Want to give somebody a burned copy of it? I don't care. Please do it. In fact, I want you to. But folks like the nice shrink wrap, the color cover, the imprint on the top of the DVD or the VHS. Going to our guest, who I appreciate his courage going public on this, it's now kind of a public secret, kind of like the CIA bringing in the drugs, and everybody knows it. And I'll just say it, the government didn't know and let somebody bomb the building. They did it to bring in the police state and the Anti-Terrorism Act and all the rest of it. But Jesse Trentadue is a prominent lawyer, and his brother was killed, he believes, in connection to knowing too much. And, sir, it's good to have you on with us.
It's nice to be on, sir.
Just in a nutshell, for those that just joined us, tell us about yourself, how you woke up, what you believe happened to your brother.
Well, we're from West Virginia, a close family. My brother was murdered because he fit the description of John Doe 2. The government was heavily involved in a sting operation with McVeigh and the folks. They knew that he was going to blow up the building. They had an informant in there with them. I think that in my case, I have fought the government now for almost 10 years trying to get to the truth. And recently I've come across a couple of memos, and I don't know if anyone's ever seen them before, that are pretty significant, that seem to me to indicate that the government was there and killed my brother because he was John Doe 2. Or he wasn't John Doe 2, but they thought he was.
Were you aware that police officers and people were killed?
I've been contacted by a family of an officer that told me.
Well, we've had the investigating police officers on this show. He was called and said, I'm being followed by FBI guys. I've got the documents proving they were involved. and he never got home. They pulled him over, handcuffed him, stabbed him 13 times, tortured the living daylights out of him, and then murdered him. And then there were other people too. So perhaps I should get you in contact with those folks.
Well, I've got my fight with the government on my brother, and that's about all I can handle.
Well, it just shows more evidence.
Yeah, it does, and it is terrible.
Well, now, I know that from reading over your documents, you're concerned with the Elohim City connection.
Yes, what happened is, before he was executed, Tim McVeigh sent me word that my brother had been killed by the government because they thought he was Richard Lee Guthrie. He has remarkable resemblance to Guthrie.
Okay, well, let's, just for people to understand this, tell us about your brother, how he was involved on the periphery of all this. What happened to him?
He wasn't involved.
Saying involved. I mean, you know, there in the area looking like him, how on the periphery, how he got sucked into the black hole.
Well, what happened is he had been a bank robber when he was young. When he got out of the service, he had been a drug addict, and he eventually robbed banks to support that habit, but he went to jail, did his time, pled guilty, got out, married. At the time he was picked up, the description that was out for John Doe 2 was white male, powerful upper body build, 5'9", believed to be in Canada or Mexico, driving mid-1980s Chevrolet pickup, dragon tattoo left forearm. He came across the border from Mexico in his friend's 1985 Chevrolet pickup, a perfect match down to the dragon tattoo on his left arm. He's immediately arrested, and for some same reason, that was in San Diego, and he's sent to, we never understood why, he's sent to Oklahoma City, and he's dead 2 days later.
So we have the admission that he was in custody.
Yes.
And we have these gruesome photos of his dead body. I mean, the bloody handcuff marks, the torture marks.
His throat was slashed.
And then they say he committed suicide.
By hanging. All the evidence disappeared. The FBI undressed him and threw his bloodstained clothing away. They would not let the medical examiner into the cell. They cleaned it. All the logbooks that would show who was there disappeared. If the logbook didn't disappear, the pages disappeared. The photographs of the crime scene disappeared. The negatives of the crime scene photographs disappeared. The videotapes of the crime scene disappeared. Everything disappeared. And they tried to cremate my brother's body.
Yeah, and by your brother's involvement, I meant, you know, like a little old lady walks out in the street and gets hit by a Mack truck. I meant, you know, how did he intersect in the story?
He just had the misfortune to fit a profile they were looking for.
Yeah, now...
And that's why I got drawn into the Elohim City in Guthrie and McVeigh. At the time we tried the lawsuit, we never had a motive. People say, well, why would they do this? And I didn't have an explanation.
How did Timothy McVeigh, contact you?
Sent me word through another inmate.
Yeah, let me just tell you, I need to get you on the phone with some police officers and investigators I trust, because I'm going to tell you, the Elohim City thing is a rabbit trail. There were Iraqi Republican Guard with McVeigh as part of a government so-called terror drill op. McVeigh was actually... Special Forces had gone into covert operations. We even have the video, sir, of these people on the ground. I'm sure you know there were all those surveillance camera tapes showing all this, and the FBI seized those. And we've interviewed the police and others that have seen those videos, and the FBI has been on record to the LA Times saying, yes, those videos do exist. What McVeigh was doing is he was going around the country to every militia group, going to Waco, saying he was mad about Waco, going everywhere, creating a ledger, creating a history. This is what the government will do. They'll run a covert op, and the people in the covert op think they're part of a drill or part of surveillance, and then the government actually carries out an operation and then burns them in the process.
Well, I'm not familiar with that, but I do know that McVeigh was, at least from those documents, it looks as though he knew those folks at Elohim City.
Oh, no, he'd certainly been there. And Andre Strassmeyer, obviously a government informant, police were picking him up, and then they were ordered to let him go, and he went back to Deutschland. So yes, sir, just so you know, I know you've been researching this and fighting for your brother just on the case of his obvious murder for a decade. My only point is that I think we can give you some information that's pretty concrete that'll help you get the big picture.
I would appreciate that.
Well, this is just horrible. I mean, these photos, it's completely obvious. I mean,
he was tortured.
For those that don't, that aren't online, that can't go to InfoWars.com, for those that can't link through to some of the news sites that have covered what you're showing and the memos, describe the photos for us. I know it's hard for you to do, sir, but please do that.
We took them. As I said, they tried to cremate his body. When his body arrived home, he was heavily made up, so none of the injuries showed. But we knew that if Kenneth had been murdered, he would go down fighting. And we expected to see him beaten to a pulp.
So he was heavily made up, and
all the wounds were concealed.
And so you had to remove makeup.
Yes, my mother, my sister, and Kenneth's wife. We took off his clothing, took off the makeup, and photographed the body.
You know, that had to be painful. My grandmother died earlier this year, and to go in and view the body. You know, when she was at the morgue, it's somebody you love. It's hard. I couldn't imagine spending hours doing that. It must have been painful.
Well, fortunately, we did because we have the only photographs, basically. The government, those photographs disappeared, supposedly.
Now, it looks like your brother went through a lot of torture.
He did. He was beaten literally front to back, head to toe. His head was smashed in three places all the way to the skull. He had been hit so hard that the skin had ruptured to the skull. His throat was slashed. His face is beaten to a pulp. You can see stun gun burns all over his temples and his body, front, back. Even the soles of his feet had been beaten. And they've taken a long time to kill him.
Why so much pleasure? I mean, how does that tie in?
I think they were looking for information that he didn't have. That's the only thing I can think of.
You think it was stupid cowboys in the FBI that didn't know their bosses had pulled off the bombing, or do you think they were trying to get him to reveal if he'd talked to anybody? Or
I've been speculation on my part, but I think they were afraid he might be the person they were looking for, and they wanted to know what he told anybody. I mean, in the end, they killed him. But they didn't do it. I mean, they systematically tortured him and then strangled him.
Well, yeah, we've got the photos. It's pretty grisly.
And he was strangled with a pair of plastic handcuffs.
And then what was the throat slitting?
I don't know why they did that.
Well,
they didn't slice it. It wasn't deep enough to kill him. It was just cut. I mean, it was a significant... You've seen the photographs, I think. The cut is a huge cut.
Yes.
Just below the ear, and it goes to the front.
Yeah, sometimes expert torturers do that, and to then show somebody in the mirror.
They could have done that to scare him, show him how serious they were? I don't know. And on top of that, they had fed him massive doses of caffeine within an hour of death, which...
Yeah, that sounds like CIA activity. That sounds like copper green training.
That was to enhance the pain.
Yeah.
But
Handbook. There's actually a handbook on that.
He had consumed within an hour and a half of death the equivalent of 30 bottles of Coca-Cola and caffeine.
To really get those neurons firing.
So, I mean, this wasn't something where they just explode in rage and kill him. This was systematic and this was thought out. As I said, the stun gun burns are on his spine.
Well, you've got in record, though, who picked him up and then where he was transferred to. You at least know the names of the creatures that were frequenting the area. Do you have any idea who murdered your brother?
The logbooks disappeared. The surveillance cameras supposedly didn't work.
No, they never do, yeah.
He was supposedly in protective custody in an isolated part of the institution, away from everyone.
Unbelievable. And then when you first learned of this, I mean, when you first got the body, what made you want to check it?
We knew what kind of man Kenny was. Kenny was a good man, and if he committed suicide, there wouldn't be a mark on him. But if somebody murdered him, we know he would go down fighting, and he would take a lot of killing. And if you look at his knuckles, you can see how black and bruised they are. I mean, he put up a fight till he was overcome and then tortured. And I received a call about 6 months after he died, an anonymous call that at the time I didn't pay much attention to. The caller said that your brother had been killed by the FBI because he fit a profile. And I said, what profile? And they said, well, of a Midwest bank robbery gang, people who were robbing banks to fund attacks against the federal government. And, of course, I thought this was lunacy, and I just dismissed it. And then about 6-7 months later, I read in the Los Angeles Times where Richard Lee Guthrie is found, a member of the Midwest bank robbery gang, is found hanging in his cell, just like my brother, while in federal custody and under the custody of the FBI. And, Mr. Jones, I had one eyewitness to my brother's murder. And guess what happened to him?
What happened?
Found him hanging in his cell, too. Just
wow.
Before the trial was to start.
Stay there. We're talking to Jesse Trentadue, the lawyer, brother of the man who was obviously murdered. I mean, it's... Go look at the photos at InfoWars.com. Give you some other websites as well. We'll be back and get more into the story. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Brother of a man who was obviously murdered. You know, I would have to tell you, Jesse, and I'm going to have to talk to some of the police that investigated all this. I mean, and again, they killed cops. They killed a lot of people who were on to what really happened. a lot of people got killed and got threatened who had been in and around McVeigh, who could point to the fact that he was a government agent. Now, I'm not saying your brother was involved in all this, but you know, your brother's coming across the border out of Mexico into San Diego. He gets picked up. He gets taken up there. This happens to him. I don't think that if they thought he was really involved in the bombing, they would have killed him. They'd go, "Oh, look, we got the big prize. Here's John Doe number two." Instead, they told everybody, "Shut up, John Doe two doesn't exist." Any comments?
All I know is he lived in San Diego, and there was no reason for him to be in Oklahoma. And they transported him, as they said, there, and he's dead 2 days later. And
now, what happened to the eyewitness?
They found him hanging in his cell.
Now, was that right after the event, or after you'd... What was the time frame?
The time frame was about 3 or 4 years later when we finally found him. The difficulty was finding any witnesses. Remember, this is a maximum security prison, so you don't even know who was there. So we find this witness. We're scheduled to go to trial in Oklahoma against the FBI. And then a month before the trial was to start, he's suddenly found hanging in his cell.
Well, that's pretty obvious.
Well, he'd been threatened, too. He'd been threatened about 8 months before, and we tried to get an order from the judge to protect him, but the judge wouldn't give the order.
Well, you know, the government's had problems doing this in mass because they only have special teams of people that enjoy killing like this, but who can rationalize it. But all the shows like Threat Matrix and 24 and CSI, they all promote torture. The good guys torture people to death almost every episode. All the young kids are watching this. They're about to have a huge army of these people. We're in deep trouble. I'm just getting into the mass psychology. Were you aware they're now legitimizing torturing people to death?
Well, I wasn't, but I can tell you one of the real culprits in this whole mess has been Senator Orrin Hatch.
Oh, really? The guy that wants Arnold to be president?
Hatch had gone publicly. He's my senator. Has publicly promised.
Yeah, if there's anything evil, he's a bottomless pit.
He has deliberately kept the Judiciary Committee from inquiring into my brother's murder, the Oklahoma City bombing, anything that relates.
Yeah, I know.
Those two things, he will not let any hearings take place on.
I mean, he appears just like everywhere at once. He's a true true entity of evil. Hatch, yes, very nice person. So Hatch has been blocking you?
Yes, sir. He's been he stopped. I've had contact with the other members of the Judiciary Committee, and they tell me that he's the roadblock, and nothing's going to happen as long as he's there.
Good old Orrin Hatch. You know, I don't think that guy's really getting reelected up in Utah. How does he keep getting reelected?
He never comes home, I guess. He just stays away enough that people don't really know what he's like.
I mean, I don't think I have found anything that's horrible that he isn't into. Open borders, Arnold Schwarzenegger for president, gun grabbing. And then he claims he's, I don't know, it's a whole other issue. Orrin Hatch, make me think about that guy. Well, sir, you think you'll ever get justice? You're suing the FBI now.
Well, my purpose in suing the FBI now is to get the documents they claim. One of the things, and I don't know if I sent you, Mr. Jones, that we discovered in this fight is a secret FBI file called the iDrive. And if I'll send you that information, too. But the FBI has a file called the iDrive where they keep all the evidence and other material they don't want anybody to know about. So it doesn't go into, if they do an investigation and there's something that's important that hurts their case, it doesn't go into the official file. It goes into the iDrive where it remains hidden forever. And they have thousands of pages in the Oklahoma City iDrive on me and my brother that no one's ever seen.
Stay there, sir. I think your case is a key piece of the puzzle. Stay with us.